This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today it's the release of Red 2, the caper movie with John Malkovich and Helen Mirren. You hear the numeral 2 in the title, then you can see Despicable Me 2 as well, and you start to see a trend. Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic, has been analyzing all these 2s in search of a theme. Morning, Derek.
Good morning.
All right. Divine a trend for me here. Like, what works for Hollywood?
This is a very easy trend to divine, I think. Sequels, adaptations, and reboots define the business of Hollywood. Hollywood is in the business of building franchises, I think, and using audience familiarity to draw people into the cinema. And so what you see is that they're not taking a lot of risks on original ideas.
I'm sure there are directors who wish that people would just go online, watch a little trailer, do a little reading, and gravitate to something unfamiliar. But you're saying that might not be a money-making strategy.
Right. And it's not just Americans who have access to, say, apple.com/trailers. The problem is that audience growth is entirely overseas. If you look at the domestic box office, it's pretty static, especially once you take away the money from 3D movies. Think about it. Clever dialogue doesn't translate easily into Mandarin. But you know what translates really easily into any language is explosions. And so it makes sense to make movies with explosions that can be seen and enjoyed by enormous cities in Africa, Europe, Latin America, Asia, and Australia. The other problem that these studios have in the U.S. is that in the 1940s, 80% of families went to the movies every weekend. Right now, about 5% do.
Why? We're watching on big screens at home, or we just have other pastimes?
We have other pastimes, and TV is huge. These movie studios have to spend $30, $40, $100 million in marketing to get people to the movies. And if you understand that Americans are only going to go to the movies a few times a year, it doesn't make any sense to bet $100 million on all 20 movies Warner Brothers produces. It makes sense to spend $100 million marketing a handful of tentpole movies to tell the audience, we know you only go to the movies five times a year. Here is the one movie you have to see this month.
Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.